Now, back to Cleveland Browns Daily, live from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Vic Carucci, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Eric Metcalf here with me as well as we broadcast in our final segment from Indianapolis. Well, our final segment of CBD from Indianapolis. Again tomorrow, 9 a.m., we are going to be on with a Combine special right here on ESPN 850 WKNR. It'll be Aaron Goldhammer joining with yours truly. And we'll have Eric Metcalf as well broadcasting tomorrow from 9 a.m. to noon right here on ESPN 850 WKNR with our Combine special. Something a little different that we haven't done before. Again, driven by Liberty Ford, which is driving all of our content here. And we encourage you to go to clevelandbrowns.com to check all the video that we have. Eric Metcalf and I have been busy doing that since we've been here since the middle of this week. So it's been a fun you've had a good time, haven't you?
I've had a great time.
All right, here's a question from Robert. It's at CPT Bobby is his handle on Twitter. He says, question, would the Cleveland Browns be up to trading for Jarris Byrd if he was tagged, and what would they give up, do you think? Well, you know, I think there's two questions with that. And, of course, he's the standout safety from the Bills. I don't know that he is going to get tagged. That is an option, obviously, for Buffalo to look at that with him entering free agency. But here are the Browns sitting with T.J. Ward. I think the first, you know, answer to that question, Eric, is you got to figure out what you're doing with Ward first. Do you see your future there? Because as good a safety as Byrd is, I don't know. I guess if I'm inclined to pick the good safety that I already have on the team and you know, tag him or do something to keep him.
I understand that method, but now we're talking about what's Coach Pettine has been around. And
right.
So although T.J. Ford is a good safety and done many things for the Browns, if Coach Pettine sees Jarris Byrd as better for him and thinks that he can run his system and be back there to make the calls, it might not be bad to look that way.
Right. No, it might not be at all. It might work quite well for the Browns, especially with the familiarity that he has and for the you know, and for Jim O'Neill, of course, as the defensive coordinator for the Bills, both of them, Pettine and O'Neill, having that familiarity. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk and from NBCSports.com is going to pick up the headset right now and join us very quickly here. Mike, thank you. I know you've been doing all your interviews there. But
you were waving me in like one of those guys on the runway.
I really was.
You need a couple of those.
I didn't want to lose the air time to hear from you. And real quick, so we talked with you at the Super Bowl, and the Browns changed even more dramatically since then. Your take?
I was shocked by what happened and by when it happened, because – even though it's easy to understand the reasoning, that's a move that probably should have been made before a coach was hired. After the coach is hired, I think the temptation, if I were the one calling the shots, would be to let it ride for a season.
Right.
Let's see how we get through this season. Let's not have additional turmoil. But Jimmy Haslam, very resolute, very decisive. And he would probably say, why should I continue with a couple of guys that I know I'm going to fire after the season ends anyway? Only bad things can happen once you've made up your mind and you don't implement it, up to and including the team doing so well that you can't part ways after the season. And then
sure,
you're stuck once you've made the decision. Once you make the decision, that's the question. You make the decision, and then when do you implement it? And it sounds like he implemented the decision not long after he made it. And for better or worse, we'll find out.
Your thoughts on Ray Farmer? Okay, for better or worse, but Ray Farmer is now the GM. That's a first for him in his career. And Mike Pettine is the head coach, a first for his career. Your takes on their capacity to get this team turned around and turned around quickly?
I've heard nothing but good things about Ray Farmer ever since I first found out about Ray Farmer, because a lot of these guys toil in obscurity for years as scouts and on the road, and they're working and they're grinding. When Ray went to Cleveland last year, Scott Pioli had been fired by the Chiefs not long before that, and we hired him at NBC, and he just went on and on about how great Ray Farmer is going to be, and Ray Farmer's got a bright future, and that all bubbled up again. Multiple people that I know said Ray Farmer is going to be great, and I think it's a good arrangement for Ray and Coach Pettine, because even though the knee-jerk reaction is, okay, Ray Farmer didn't hire Mike Pettine, Ray Farmer's going to want to hire his own coach, I think these two guys are joined at the hip. And I think that either they both succeed or they both fail. There isn't going to be this Miami Dolphins style,
right,
throw the other guy under the bus and try to save your skin and be around for the next coach or the next GM. These guys are either going to both be there or they're both not going to be there. And you can kind of look at all the turmoil and say, well, you know what? Jimmy Haslam can do a lot of things over the next year. I doubt that he's going to fire his coach and his GM after one season, not after what's just gone on.
The big focus here, of course, on the college talent, but for the Browns, you know, there are a couple of free agents to be in Alex Mack and T.J. Ward that this team has to address. How do you see that playing out?
Well, the problem with Alex Mack, when we talk about the franchise tag, because there's so much discussion about it, we're into the fifth day of the franchise tag period. There has been a flaw in the labor deal since the day they wrote this thing. Centers and guards and tackles are all in the same bucket. So if you want to use the franchise tag on a center, you don't have to offer a contract that is equivalent to what the top centers make.
Right.
It's the top left tackles. So centers and guards never are subject to the franchise tag because no one is ever going to pay a center elite left tackle money. So you either sign him before he gets to the market or he goes to the market. And one of the things that happens this week at the scouting combine, even though no one will admit it on the record, they're all tampering. They're all talking to the agents for the upcoming free agents. Alex Mack is going to know what's behind door number two before he has to decide on the Browns' offer behind door number one.
They're not just talking about, like, wife and kids and
no,
weather?
No.
Yeah, no.
Now, hypothetically, if there were a center who plays for the Cleveland Browns who hypothetically were going to be available in free agency, hypothetically, what would you pay him?
Yeah.
And that can be a good thing or it can be a bad thing. I mean, it can be a good thing because the Browns aren't going to be shooting in the dark here. The Browns know what's out there. The Browns are making a decision. Okay, someone else is going to pay him X. We're going to have to pay that if we want to keep it. And maybe he'd take a little bit less to stay. I don't know. But that's going to be a big decision. I have a feeling someone else is going to want to pay him more than what the Browns can pay. But I've also heard about some of the teams that were supposedly interested. The numbers aren't where the agent thought they would be, hypothetically.
Hypothetically. Mike, thank you so much for your time. We
all
really
right,
appreciate it. And we'll talk with you again.
Thank
he
you.
Is Mike Florio,
thanks,
the one and only from Pro Football Talk. Check out his great work there. Check him out on the NBCSports.com and NBC Sports Network, doing all kinds of interviews here. We got a lot of people to thank. Chris Mortensen from ESPN. What a lineup we had on this show. An amazing lineup. Mortensen from ESPN, Peter King from Sports Illustrated, Solomon Wilcott from NFL Network and CBS Sports, Alex Marvez from Fox Sports 1. Again, Mike Florio. I want to thank Carly McCord. She was tweeting throughout the show. Going to put together the Browns Daily Wrap that will be posted later on ClevelandBrowns.com. Jason Gibbs, our outstanding producer, thank you. And I want to thank Aaron Goldhammer for getting everything set up for us as well. Again, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, we'll resume with our combine coverage from here. This is Vic Carucci for Eric Metcalf saying we will talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Come on, use me up until there's nothing
left. The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.